Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 10th, 2013 at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Be Careful What You Wish For. This week's story comes to us from Emily Walter and is titled The Inland Sea. Thank you for listening.
The first man I ever loved was an older man. Technically 77 years older than myself. Oddly enough, my mother introduced us. In the spring of 1996, I graduated with a degree in classics and poetry from the University of Michigan. While my friends were busy with their internships to Brooklyn, moving to San Francisco, I was thinking it was the 15th century. I never really thought about a job. I just thought I would continually write poetry. So I had a rude awakening when I realized it wasn't 1492 and I was no Michelangelo. So maybe like a lot of English majors, what they did was land in their parents' basement. Now I'm really lucky because my parents are nice people and they have an equally nice basement. But what makes it so nice is where I grew up. I'm from a tiny spit of land. It's a peninsula within a peninsula in northern Michigan. It's the Pinky. It's technically known as Leelanau, and it's Ojibwa for land of delight. And it is delightful. It's filled with hardwood forest, cherry orchards, wineries, and this expansive land is filled and surrounded by sandy beaches. And what outlines all of this is Lake Michigan. So to be in this area for the summer wasn't really that bad of a destination. I waited tables, I saved money, and I came up with an equally logical plan as my degree, which is to travel through Eastern Europe in the middle of winter. So I had some time, and my mom came to me at one point and said, have you ever thought about in-home care? And, I mean, it's not completely illogical since she's a geriatric nurse, but I was like, no, I don't like to babysit. And she's like, no, it's not babysitting. They're just elderly. I said, well, what would I have to do? And she said, well, you know, you'd have to cook meals and maybe read to them and do some light cleaning. And I was like, well, do you have somebody in mind? And she's like, yeah, I do. He's kind of old. I was like, well, how old? She's like, well, he's 99. I'm like, whoa. But I agreed. You know, I was kind of interested. We're poets. We want the experience. So I agreed to meet him. And so it's what happens in this part of the world in the fall is that the lake completely changes. In the summer, it's this beautiful, clear blue, and then it takes on this completely different identity in the fall. It's always windy, especially on the leeward side of this peninsula. It's constantly windy. And the lake just takes on this darkness. So I went to meet this man. It was late fall, and it was windy, and it was dark. And it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I went to this house, and I'm knocking, and then I'm ringing the doorbell because I'm thinking, he's 99, he can't hear anything. So the door opens and fumbles, and standing in front of me is a man in his underwear. And I'm like, this is totally like babysitting. So I said, hi, I'm Emily. You're supposed to be here at 4. I said, well, it is 4. And he just slams the door. I'm like, okay. So I wait, and I wait, and then all of a sudden he comes back as a completely different person. First of all, he's dressed. He has pants on, a well-buttoned shirt, a cardigan, and he stands there. And even though he's slumped, I could tell he has broad shoulders. And he stands, and out comes this giant hand. And two extends to me. And he says, "I'm George Hathaway Littell." And I look up at him, and he has these eyes, clear blue, the color of August. And I think, I want this job. And so I shake his hand, and it's awkward, of course, and we sit in the living room. We have this odd kind of dialogue. I went to school. Here's my portfolio. Please don't ask me if I cook anything. But I got the job, and I proceeded to come back the next day at 4. And so I learned to make a really good gin and tonic. I gave George this gin and tonic, and then I proceeded to try to cook something. At this point in my life, I knew how to cook two things. I knew how to make hummus and black bean burritos, neither of which do you give to an elderly person, right? So I realized I need to learn how to cook. So thankfully, I'm fumbling through this cookbook that my mother gives to me. It's like Midwest fare, okay? And so I'm figuring out how to cook. And thankfully, he has cataracts as well as just probably happy to have someone there. And at first, we sit in the kitchen, and I give him this plate of food, which was supposed to be broiled whitefish and ends up being burnt. And we're on plastic plates. It's fluorescent light. And we're pushing food back and forth, and we're getting to know each other. But things changed. I got better at cooking. And what would happen is I thought, well, why don't we just go into the living room? So I unearthed his wife's china. I lit some candles. And we had dinner every night together. And then afterwards, we would sit around this fireplace, and we would tell stories. And so for this entire winter, we would sit around and tell each other. I mean, obviously, George was 99. He had a lot more stories to pull from. I was 22. I only had other people's ideas. But he never made me feel that way. He listened. I went off to Europe with my plan, and George wrote me letters. He typed letters. When he would use his typewriter, he would sit there hunched with a flashlight and type beautifully, beautifully composed letters and then sign it and send them to me. And I came back from Europe and I worked with him for a few more months. And he took me out for my birthday and he bought me a beautiful scarf. It's pretty easy to figure out how this story is going to end. He's 99. I then turn 23. What isn't so easy is to tell you it's a love story. You see, I think sometimes intimacy is the real mystery. You can't ever really choose who you love in this world, and you certainly can't choose who's going to love you back. But this is what I do know. Every August, I go back to Michigan. I go back no matter where I've lived in this world, and I go to North Beach. It's the beach that rests outside of George's home. I go there by myself. My family never asks why I go there. I think they know why. And what I do in that August light is I swim and I swim. And then I walk that beach and I look to the west and I wait until I can get quiet. And then I think I can hear George say, "Write me a poem, Emily. Write me a poem." Thanks.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's subject, the number two, gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. More at RanchHandDesign.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockandrudys.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers this quarter, Doug Dottie, Cheyenne Rivers, Pat Williams, Joe Durbrock, Mark Gibbons, Emily Walter, John Turk, and Cheyenne Ara Rogers. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 3rd at the Top Hat, and the theme is Promises.